All right, what have we been talking about? Anybody know? We started last week on the subject of faith, didn't we? And the reason we're doing this, we're taking it slow. I'm not going to get in a hurry today. I want us to understand what it is. We said, what is faith? That was our first thing. And we begin to look and delve into the Word of God, and we know that Hebrews 11:6 says what? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, is there anything impossible? Yes. Yes, there is. It's impossible to please God without faith. We must believe that He is. That is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Now, we said also that faith, we looked up the word faith in the Strong's, being a persuasion, or in the Vine's, a firm persuasion. And we saw where in Romans 4, where Abraham was what? Fully convinced, fully persuaded that God was able to perform that which He had promised. And when we recognize, we take the Word of God and we say, it brings faith to us. Amen. The Word of God, when we, what? Hear the Word of God. We realize faith can come. And faith can come very easily. Faith can come very naturally. But faith will come, amen, when we hear the Word of God. So we said that faith and belief are the same thing. Such as there in Hebrews 11:6, he says, now without faith, without your firm persuasion, it is impossible to please God. Without you being fully convinced, in other words, firmly persuaded, it is impossible to please Him. He that cometh to God must believe. Or we could say, must be fully persuaded that God is. Seeing that faith and belief are the same thing. Because sometimes you hear people say, well, faith, belief, that's the same side, you know, that's just two different sides of the same coin. No, it's the same side. It's one and the same, in other words. Faith and your beliefs are one and the same. That is what faith is. Faith is what we believe. Amen. Hallelujah. And we've been establishing that. And really, we're not so much talking about faith for others at this point, but we're talking about faith for you and I. What we believe. Amen. How many know you got to have faith? That's right. We all have to have faith. And when we have faith for ourselves and we understand what faith is, that faith then can begin to change things in our life. And down the road, as we learn and as we understand it, we can use that faith also for others. Hallelujah. Because many times here in the Word of God, Jesus said, what did He say? Your faith has made you whole many times. Be it unto you according to your faith. So was Jesus really healing those people, or was their faith putting a demand on the power of God, and their faith is what caused God to release healing power into their body? Let's look at Mark chapter 5. We looked at that last week, but let's look at it again. Mark 5. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, bring this out how you want. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your help. You're the teacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He has been teaching me. Mark 5:34 says this. Well, let's back up a little bit. Let's start with 25. Let's just start verse 25 and read this. It says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard about Jesus, she came behind Him in the crowd and touched His garment. For she said, if only I may touch His clothes, I'll be made well. If I can touch the hem of that garment. For he said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? But his, hallelujah. And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Now here's all these people around Jesus. They're all following him. He's probably talking to them, you know, and they're touching him, and there's a big throng. That means there's a lot of people. They're trying to get to Jesus. They're trying to talk to him. Maybe there was other sick people touching him. But when this woman who had had this disease for 12 years, hallelujah, how many know if you bleed for 12 years, she's probably kind of weak. She's already been everywhere she could go. There didn't look like there's any hope for her. No doctor could help her. She couldn't get the bleeding to stop. It doesn't look good, but she said, I know. I am fully persuaded if I can touch his clothes, I'll be whole. Now, she didn't think about it thinking, oh, I've got faith. She was just obeying what she knew in her heart. She had heard. She'd heard about Jesus. She knows, hey, he's got healing power. I'm going to touch him. I'm going to get my miracle. There's a determination that we have to take with faith because of what God has said. When God says something and we hear it, he's the healer. Is he the healer? We've taught some on healing here. I told you we'll probably revisit. We probably will. How many know it's good? See, you don't get faith by hearing about faith. You get faith from what? The Word of God. Now we understand faith, and sometimes that helps us. We want to, and that's what we're doing. But our faith comes from what God said. Amen. That's what forms our beliefs. Hallelujah. Which we're getting into. But he said, daughter, your faith made you whole. Here's all these people. Hundreds of people, maybe there's been hundreds throughout this traveling time that have already touched him. But all of a sudden he stops. Why? Because he was touched with a hand of faith. Boom, her faith touched him and drew the power of God into her body. Glory to God. Now we got God living in us. Hallelujah. Amen. How many know God's already in you? Your spirit's already alive to God. There's already power in you even. When your faith touches God, it may rise up just right from the inside. Your spirit being alive just throws out into that part of your body. Boom, you're cured. I knew one guy, he had a shoulder injury. They said, oh, it's all tore up. You got to get surgery, this and that. Got prayer. It's working fine. Went to the doctor. Doctor said, looks like it's all tore up. He said, well, it's working fine. You know, you just turn it around. You're like, okay. He said, I don't understand it, but okay. You know? Well, how many know God can heal you from your spirit? See, you got a spirit body just like your natural. All he's got to do is make it work in the natural, your spirit body. It's kind of like a miracle in reverse. Instead of your natural body getting healed, your spiritual body just moved out. He just made it work in the natural. Oh, works every time. So I got no pain. He says, you got to be kidding me. I mean, all those bones they're not even healed. They're still broke up. I don't care. You know. He said, well, the insurance company still sent him a check. Because in the natural. How many know? Sound like God to you? Amen. Heal you and then pay you. Praise God. You know, he did that for Moses. You know, Moses' mother, she put him in the basket, let him go, and brought him back to her. The queen adopts him. Ah, that boy, oh, that poor baby. No, we can't kill this one, Daddy. Oh, you know. We can't kill this one. Oh, somebody get me somebody to take care of this baby. So who did they get? Moses' mama. Moses' mama. So she's taking care of him. Don't you think they paid her? Amen. They paid her to take care of him. And she taught him the ways of God till, you know, of course she tried to make sure, I'm sure he wasn't weaned until, you know, he's 4 or 5 probably. You know, she's trying to drag this out as long as possible. But she put within him everything. Isn't that amazing? Those, you know, if you're a mother today, you don't think that's important. Dear God, just those few years she had him, she put enough in Moses' life to know I'm a Hebrew, bless God. I ain't one of these people here. I'm different. Even though I'm in the king's palace, I'm still God's. I'm part of God's people. And he knew it. He knew it to his core. Hallelujah. He was fully persuaded. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, we've been talking about that. We're talking about our faith can make us whole. Amen. So faith was a persuasion, conviction based on what we've heard. It's simply what we believe. What we believe. Amen. And we can have faith without having a whole bunch of feelings with it. Do you know today, there's many times I've asked God for things, and for instance, say it was today. Maybe I asked him 3 months ago. It doesn't look like it's any closer to me than it was 3 months ago. But today could be that day that it shows up in my hand. I didn't feel like it's going to come. It didn't look like it's going to come with my sight. It didn't sound like it's coming with my ears. No one said it's coming. But boom, it came. My feelings had nothing to do with what I believed or what I saw. None of those things. But the Word of God did. Hallelujah. God's promised me. So I just asked for it. Father, thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I come behind on no bills, Lord. I am, Lord, I bring no reproach in your gospel. I never come behind on any bills, Lord. I thank you. You're my provision. You're my source, my supply. You meet every need according to your riches and glory, Father. Thank you. I asked you for that, Lord. You know what I asked you for? It came. I even asked him for a small greenhouse, really, but and then I decided I didn't want it and got it anyway. Too late, son. You already asked. It's coming. Hallelujah. It was too big to fit in the backyard, so I sold it. And it wasn't that big. It was only 20 by 10, but it was too big to put up in the backyard because we just got that little postage stamp right over here. Hallelujah. Our backyard backs up and there's the church building, this part anyway, you know, it goes back. So, you know, so it's not real wide. It's only, I think, 9.5 feet. I couldn't quite make it. So praise the Lord. But anyway, now I got myself up. But anyway, feelings don't have anything to do with our faith. Amen. Hallelujah. She probably didn't even realize that she was operating in faith here. So, well, she didn't even recognize, you know, she didn't say, oh, look what my faith did, you know, you know, sometimes we hear people say that and they forgot that God encouraged me 5 times last week, and 6 times a week before that. I mean, no, the Holy Ghost's our helper, right? You know, and he stopped them from saying the wrong thing and helped them to keep saying the right things and believing God. Keeping their faith strong, looking at that scripture again. Amen. And, you know, we say, oh, well, look what my faith did. Well, yeah, our faith does that, but it's not so that we can brag and say what great faith people we are. Faith comes. Comes by hearing. We know that. And by the word of God. And of course, 2 Corinthians 5:7, our faith and feelings are more our enemy than anything else. See, feelings and faith, they don't really work together at all. Our feelings might tell us you're not saved. Anybody ever wake up, you didn't feel very saved? Were you saved? How did you know you're saved? Because I confessed Jesus as my Lord. Because I believed that He died for me. That He was buried and rose again. See, that's faith. That's the faith of God in action. It could be that simple. It could be that simple. Amen. All right. Well, hallelujah. Rokobahe. Sight will come up and it'll talk to you. It says, wait, I've been leading you all of these years, and now you're going to give my job to faith? Yes, I am. And you're going to have a fight on your hands. Why? Because you've been living by what you see. I've been living by what I know and what I recognize and what I hear and what I smell. And this is how I lead my life. If I don't see it, I don't believe it. And that's the way many, sadly, that's the way a lot of Christians are sometimes. You know, when are you going to believe you receive your healing? Well, as soon as I get it. As soon as I get it. Well, didn't you receive it? The Bible says, believe what? When I pray. Believe I receive it. Then I'll have it. So either you have it or you don't. Jesus provided it for us. Amen. He provided healing for us. And we have to believe something. We have to believe what His Word said. Hallelujah. Anyway, we're talking about faith today. Amen. Jesus is saying here, let's look here in Luke chapter 17 real quick. I'm going to get to there because I think most people really understand. That's A, is what faith is. We've been talking about that, being firmly persuaded. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Now it happened on a certain day as He was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law there sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in, and they lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling in the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts and answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Oh, okay. Anyway, this is I gave the wrong reference there too. But anyway, here we see that the men who had the paralytic on the bed. And Jesus, when he what? Saw their faith. Their faith was recognizable. Jesus understood. He said, hey, they're firmly persuaded. They know they're going to get a miracle. They believe that if they can get him to Jesus, amen, he'll be healed. How many know it'd be good to have some good crazy friends that'll get you to Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need help. He said, why? Because we have senses that we live by our whole life, and we've got to silence them, and sometimes it takes a little help. I don't know about you, but we get around here and we gather together. Hallelujah. And we each bring our supply of faith. How many know there's a corporate faith that can gather and we can get some things for people? Hallelujah. Amen. There could be a corporate anointing that begins to come in. Here it says the power of God was already there. Well, how come other people weren't getting healed? They weren't yet firmly persuaded that He would do it. They didn't believe Jesus was going to do that. There's Pharisees. There's those that were hearers of the law. Said, oh, yeah, we've heard him speak. You know, oh, come on, show us a miracle. Then we'll believe you. No, these men said, I know if we get him in front of Jesus, we got this done. I believe what I have heard about him. Hallelujah. They're firmly persuaded. Glory to God. They didn't let what they saw stop them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, and I want us to realize it's not so much about the size of your faith, but that you know that you have faith and you're willing to use what you have. Amen. People with just a little faith have gotten great miracles because they used the faith that they had. They realized where they were and what they could believe, that he is the master, he is the king. Yes, he healed me. And faith came. See, when we hear of Jesus, when we know what God has said, and we accept what God has said is truth, faith comes. Romans 10:17, right? Faith cometh by hearing. I know you know that scripture. And hearing by the word of God. We know that. But see, it is that, the hearing of the word of God, that burns faith. We talked a little bit about that last week. If they didn't hear, if someone did not hear the gospel, how could they be saved? Could you be saved if you never heard of Jesus? Would it be possible? You'd have no faith to be saved. It'd be impossible. If you never hear that Jesus is the healer, you know, some people don't get healed. Well, why didn't they get healed? They went to the wrong church. They didn't give them the fullness of what God said. They never mentioned to them, Jesus is the healer. He'll make you whole. Your faith can make you whole. Jesus became poor for us. He became sick for us. He became sin in our place. He took that to the cross. And there is nothing that you can't have that he provided for you. If we'll activate and we'll say, yes, I am firmly persuaded. And if I'm not or I'm weak in that, I can strengthen my belief by hearing the word of God. The word of God says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by his word. His word cannot fail. If we'll hang on to what he said, if we'll get scriptures out of the word of God and say, yes, by his stripes I was healed. I'm not taking no for an answer. Do you understand me, devil? I know who has provided healing. I know that it's not my God making me sick. I know that it was the devil. The Bible said Jesus went about doing good and healing all who are what? Oppressed of who? The devil! It's not God causing a sickness in your body, and it is not your cross to bear. It was his cross to bear, and he bore it in our place. And if we'll believe him, if we'll believe him, he will do a miracle in our body. If we'll stay firmly persuaded and not stop, and we'll pursue him with the faith that he has already put in our heart. If you believe God's word and you accept it as truth, faith has come. Faith has come. You have faith, and you can use that faith to stand strong. He said, having done all, having found the truth of the word of God, having set my face like flint, having decided God is not a liar, he is true. He didn't put it in the Bible just to put it in there. He put it in there so that we've got something to govern our life by. Hallelujah. Other than just what we see. Faith is not the senses. Faith is of the heart. Hallelujah. We've talked about that once before, but hallelujah. So we have to tell a sick person, well, you know what your problem is? You need more faith to get healed when they already believe the word of God. If that's the case, then why don't you tell the sinner, you got to get more faith before you get saved. You want him to get saved on what? One message. I told you the gospel. Do you understand it? Yeah. Okay. They got faith. Now they may not act on it. Do you know the devil believes and he trembles? People can believe and not be saved. Why? They never confess him. If you refuse to confess him, you're not saved. And that's what it is. They did not accept what they heard as what? Truth. But when you hear and you accept it as truth, faith comes. Now, if you reject it, faith doesn't come. Simple. There's nothing, you know, they might believe, you know. Say, well, I might have a little faith in it. I think God would save me, but I'm not going to confess him. I refuse to confess him. Well, how do you know that's true? Hallelujah. You ever read John 20? Let's go to John 20. Hallelujah. You guys going to give me 5 closings like you did, Alan? Amen. 5:20. Let's go there. 24 through 27. I know I didn't read all of our scriptures today, but I'll give you a few here in a minute. John 5, verse 24 says this. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my fingers into the print of the nails and put my hands into his side, I'll not believe. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. Don't be faithless, Thomas. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you've seen me, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And so here Jesus labeled Thomas something. He labeled him an unbeliever or faithless. Why? Because he rejected his truth, what he had heard. If Thomas had accepted truth, what he had heard, he would have been labeled a faith man. If a person is labeled as faithless, it is because they have never heard or have rejected as truth what they did hear. See, Romans 10:17, as we said, faith comes by hearing, hear by the word of God. And we know when the woman, we read Mark 5, where the woman with the issue of blood, when she Verse 27 of Mark 5 says, when she had heard of Jesus, would she hear? He's the healer. He'll make you well. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Let's look at, hearing brings faith. And I think most people, they say, well, we know that. We know it in our mind, but we need to get hold of it. Because sometimes we have things happen in our life, and maybe your first response wasn't so great. Anybody ever have something happen in your life? Maybe your first response was bad. You didn't have faith. You didn't exercise the faith that you did have, perhaps. So, oh man, I might die. Well, you might. In the natural. But how many remember a couple named Sarah and Abraham? Do you understand the first time that Abraham heard he's going to have a child, he laughed? Now some people say, oh, that was the laugh of faith. No, it was the laugh of doubt and unbelief. How could that be? I'm an old man. I've then lost my vigor. I'm not, you know, he said, I've lost my vitality. I'm not so hot as I used to be. I'm an old man. And then Sarah heard, and she laughed. And Abraham said, you laughed, didn't you, Sarah? No, I didn't laugh. Yes, you did. She, yeah, I laughed. I laugh too. Why? Because they looked at what they saw and it didn't look too good. And sometimes we look at what we see and our first response might not be, oh, God has healed me. You know, maybe it's not the right response. But that's not the end of the story. Hallelujah. Faith came because of what they begin to hear. God said, I'm not going to call you Abram anymore. You're going to be Abraham, the father of a multitude. Woo-hoo! Abraham, father of a multitude. And he tells everybody around him, what's your name? My name's Abraham. Oh, they might be laughing, but he wasn't laughing anymore. God's begin to call you different. God begin to call you healthy. God begin to call you strong. God says I'm free from sin. God said I've been delivered. God said he'll protect me. My God said he'll provide for me. Hallelujah! He becomes the God of our life. And he will make it real to us when we hear what he has said. The last word is not the first word you said. Because we can change. Hallelujah. How many know you can change? And you say, well, that's right. That's not what God's word said. Let me stop a minute. Lord, can we start over? He said, sure. Sure. What would you like to say, son? I'd like to say and thank you that by your stripes, I was healed, Lord. I know it doesn't look good. I got a bad report, but I choose to believe the report of the Lord. And I know what you have said, Lord. And I accept what you have said as truth. Therefore, I know faith has come. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the instant you accept as truth what you hear, faith comes. That moment. How many know? You said, well, how can that be? Well, how many ever heard of Peter? Do you think Peter was convinced that Jesus was the Messiah? He was. He was sure he's going to stand up for Jesus. Yet in the midst of pressure, in the midst of the situation, he rejected the Lord three times. He was filled. It broke his heart. He didn't want to reject the Lord. And sometimes we break God's heart, break our own heart. Lord, I didn't want to reject you. I wanted to believe you. I tried to believe you. Next time, there's more than one chance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I repent, Lord. I change and I take you at your word. And I'm going to fill my heart and my ears with what you said and my eyes and my thinking about what the word of God has said. And faith shall rise and faith shall be strengthened and faith shall win and faith shall cause what God has said to come to pass in my life. Because I heard you, Lord, and I accept as truth what you have said. How do I know I have faith? Hallelujah. The moment I heard. And I accepted as truth what he said. Hallelujah. And we said that. Here when she said that, Mark 5. Let's go back there for a second. Just... Hallelujah. Mark 5, 27. We read this whole thing already, but I want to look at that 27th verse. Hallelujah. It says this, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd or in the press and touched his garment. When she heard, she accepted as truth what she had heard, and she came. She begin to move. She began to act. She showed that she accepted that as truth. That what she heard was there. She said, I'm going to touch you. Let's look at Luke 9 real quick. Luke 7 verse 9. Luke 7 verse 9. Hallelujah. Therefore I did not even think myself worthy to come to you. The centurion is speaking here. But say the word, and my servant shall be healed. What happened here is the centurion's servant was sick. The centurion sent word to Jesus. Would you go ask Jesus if he'll come to the house and heal my servant? Now the centurion, obviously, he's under the Roman guard. He's not a Jew. He's not the one that, you know, he's not of the Jewish faith. And so the custom was they weren't allowed to come under their roof. He was being polite to Jesus. Jesus started coming. Jesus is getting close. So the centurion heard he's getting close. Hey, go out there and tell him, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. He doesn't have to come under my roof because by law he's not really supposed to. He could, you know, I mean, Jesus didn't care so much about the law. He said, I'm the fulfillment of it. Amen. Amen. He was giving them trouble all the time. The Pharisees and Sadducees. Amen. Well, you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. And I saw your disciples pick some grain. Oh my. He said, I am the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. In other words, I am the Sabbath rest. Hallelujah. Eat of me. But anyway, here he says, speak the word only. He sent some people out there. Go out there and tell Jesus. He doesn't have to come inside. He's closed, but don't come inside. Just speak the word. And Jesus says to the crowd that was following him, I haven't seen such great faith, not even in Israel. Oh, man. Why? Because he understood authority. He understood that if Jesus says it, it's going to happen. He heard of Jesus and he said, this man speaks with authority. He had heard the word and he said, I know if he speaks it, it'll happen. His faith came to him from what he had heard. Faith comes much easier than what we've made it to be. We've made it something. Oh, you know, I hope I can get faith. If faith for salvation can come through one lesson, then faith for healing can come from one lesson. One lesson. If we'll get a hold of it, if we'll accept it as truth, it can come to our life. Amen. It can come easily. It can come, you know, much easier than what most people have made it to be. Now, most of us aren't missing it so much. We believe. Many people believe. We've got beliefs. How many know what you hear? How do beliefs form? They're formed through accumulation of knowledge. Just like in the world, people accumulate a certain amount of knowledge in a subject and they believe about that. They understand about it. They know. Knowledge can produce some things. It helps us to form what we believe. Amen. From the word. But our belief is the substance that we use, which is the word of God. But see, the Word of God's alive. Hallelujah. It's powerful. It can change some of those things. But you'll never obtain faith teaching about faith. See, we're not really gaining faith by teaching about faith. We're understanding how faith operates. Do you get that? Faith comes by hearing what God said. Now, we did see some examples here where people heard. We can say, oh yeah, I heard that Jesus is the healer. Her faith made her whole, and that must mean my faith can make me whole. Amen. So we can gain some truths from these things. But the good news is, what needs to be preached and what we have is what God has done for us. Amen. He's given us exceeding great and precious promises. And with our faith, we can obtain those promises. We can have those promises. We can know that. So ask yourself two questions. Have you heard or have I heard? That's number one. Have I accepted as truth what I have heard? Have I accepted what I heard as truth? Number one, have I heard? Number two, have I accepted what I heard is true? Or have I rejected it? Or have I not sure? Am I unsure? Am I really fully persuaded? So those are the two questions. How do I know I have faith? Have I heard? Have I accepted what I heard is true? And if I have taken it as true, then faith has come. Amen. It's at least begun, right? Say, well, it may not be real strong because I only heard a little bit. But how many know faith comes by hearing? But even if you just got a little bit, if you use that little bit, God can answer you. I've been healed on one scripture. One scripture. One. Everybody says, well, it's supposed to be in my mouth of two or three. Yeah, I know. But I've been healed on one. One, because I believed it. He said, wow, you know, that's, you know, I can get one scripture. How many think they could get one scripture down? Amen. It's good to have, you know, I like to have four or five, you know, or maybe six, you know, call it my little side shot, you know, and just if you get attacked, boom, I got these scriptures right here. You know what? To counteract what the enemy has done. How many know that Jesus got attacked? Right? He was led of the Spirit in the wilderness. What did he do? Speak the word of God. And that'll be our, probably get into that somewhat next time. But how does faith come? It comes simply, comes quite easily, comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And when we hear, that's what we want to realize. Have I really heard in that subject or that area of my life? And have I accepted as truth what I heard? Amen. Let's stand up. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that your word is truth, that it cannot lie. And that, Father, when we hear your word, when we accept it as truth, faith comes. Father, when we accept the fact that Jesus Christ came as our Savior, he was born of a virgin, he was lived that sinless life, he was nailed to the cross, he was buried and rose again, Father, when we accept that as truth in our heart, Lord, then faith comes. And that we can have trust, Lord. We can say, oh, faith has come. I believe that. Therefore, I'm saved. So, Lord, there's people maybe listening on tape right now, and you're not born again. But you said, hey, I heard that. But I've never confessed Jesus as Lord. The Bible says, if we believe in our heart and confess him as Lord, we shall be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So you can do that. If you're listening today, you say, Jesus, I call you Lord. Come into my heart. Come into my life. I surrender to you. I believe that you're the Savior. I believe that you'll save me. Come on in, Jesus, and be my Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. And we see, too, in the Bible where, you know, people could be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, the people in Ephesus hadn't yet heard that they could be filled with the Spirit. So they couldn't have faith to be filled. They said, I didn't know there was a Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now I know everybody in here prays in tongues, right? Raise your hand if you don't pray in tongues. I tricked you, didn't I? Sorry about that. I wasn't trying to trick anybody. It just kind of worked out that way. Everybody in here prays in tongues, you know, so praise the Lord. But you heard something. Amen. So let's just praise God that we have the word of God and that we can hear, that faith will come. Let's just lift our hands just for a minute. Father, thank you that we can hear and we can accept as truth what you have said, because you're a God that cannot lie. You're a good Father, and that you have given us truth. And that, Father, our faith comes when we hear. We thank you that we could come this morning and hear the word of God. And faith, Lord, came, Lord. Faith has come, Lord, when we hear the truth and we accept it as truth, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Help us to think about it. Help us to meditate on it and to let faith rise in our heart, Lord, this week as we read our Bibles, as we hear the word of God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.